USDA.
Connecting you and your community. This is the Sam LaPrade Show on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much for spending time with us here on City News. We have a very busy show for you today. Lots of different guests. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be speaking with John Fraser, interim party leader of the Ontario Liberal Party and MPP for Ottawa South. We're going to be talking about this Ontario health care plan that the Premier and Health Minister Sylvia Jones brought down yesterday. But first, we wanted to speak with Dr. Doris Grinspun. Of course, she's the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Good morning, Doris.
Good morning, Sam. So good to be back with you. I wish it was a better topic.
I wish it was a more interesting topic, too. This is a very interesting topic. Don't misunderstand me. This Doris, was big news. How did you take the news?
Well, I take the news as a disaster for Ontarians, Sam. Never, ever has for-profit healthcare delivered better for the great majority of Ontarians or of the public in any country, in any place, never. And this is of course, my fourth country where I live. It always, for-profit care has destroyed the health system, especially when you're talking about surgeries. And the Premier yesterday was talking about hip and knee replacements in for-profit clinics that will suction taxpayers' dollars to put in the pockets of investors, and it will suction human resources, especially with the shortages that we have in nursing and others. It's a disaster. It's a disaster, and also they will charge people as much as the Premier says no. They will offer people different goodies, even if they don't need them, and charge them extra dollars.
And let me ask you this, Dr. Grinspun. We've spoke, I can't even count how many times, many, many times over the last number of years. And you've asked the Premier to do something to fix healthcare in this province. He's done something. Is this the something that you oppose? Is this something you've sort of spoke about it already, but you know, he's trying to do something. Is there any credit to the Premier for trying something?
No, the Premier knows exactly what he needs to try. He needs to bring more human resources, in particular nurses, to our hospitals, our publicly run, not-for-profit hospitals. He needs to open the operating rooms in the hospitals 24/7, not only for an emergency, but for everything. He needs to open 24/7, like many countries have done, diagnostics, by having the resources, human resources required, and the infrastructure is already there. So he would be then doing an efficiency for the system by using the infrastructure that we already have, instead of being idle in the middle of the night. Many of the operating rooms and diagnostics, they will be used 24/7. People will get their surgeries before, which we all want that, but you will save dollars. You will actually improve the state of healthcare for everybody in Ontario, not just for the few that will pay for the extra goodies in the for-profit clinics that he now wants to expand significantly in Ontario.
Critics have said, Dr. Grinspun, that maybe the Premier over the last couple of years using this pandemic to not fix the things that needed fixing, so that this solution ended up being the only way the province could go. What do you say to that?
First of all, I do not discount that anymore. You know, you create a crisis, and Mike Harris did that. You create a crisis and then you say this is the solution, we cannot do anything else. However, the Premier, when he is in a room by himself or with his pillow, he knows that that's not the truth. He knows that. He also knows that even today he could fix the system if he really wanted to fix the system rather than put money in the pockets of investors, which is what he's doing, and he knows that.
So, Doris, you know, if we were to speak to the heads of hospitals in this province, are those operating rooms at full capacity? Are there doctors, as we've heard from other people, sitting around wanting to do more? And those doctors, if these clinics move forward, and it sounds like they are, going to be just spending maybe the morning at a hospital and then spending the afternoon at a clinic doing these surgeries. Is that the case? Are the hospitals...
That's exactly what will happen. But doctors and nurses don't grow in trees, at least I haven't seen them yet growing in trees. So if you were to open the operating rooms in the hospitals, they would need to operate there. Instead, you are correct, there will be some that will open themselves clinics. I debated one on Friday in CBC National, and he left working in an ICU to become a big investor and opening clinics in Nova Scotia, in Quebec, likely already in the lineup here talking with the premier. So, you know, this is what you will see. This is what you see when you create a two-tier system. We are, if the premier moves, we have no issue with cataracts in Kensington Clinic where he did the announcement and he forgot to say that clinic, the Kensington Clinic, is a not-for-profit clinic. He forgot to say that. We have no issue with that. If you want to put clinics adjacent to the hospitals in not-for-profit basis, we have no issue. We have an issue with for-profit, standalone, independent health facilities that are clinics, and when something goes wrong, first of all, they do not have an ICU. They do not have the conditions to even deal with something wrong. They put the patient in an ambulance. I have seen it. I have lived in the U.S. And they send the patient to the emergency room of the nearest hospital. Hopefully the patient gets there in time. The premier said simple knee and hip replacements. There is no such a thing as simple knee and hip replacements. He's not a doctor, he's not a nurse, obviously he doesn't understand what he's doing, but he does understand that he's doing business with investors, and the question is why he's in bed with investors rather than taking care of patients the way that needs to be done for quality outcomes and for saving taxes. We will end up some paying more and getting less quality.
So, Doris,
and we will not reduce wait times. Let me tell you that for the reason you said before, because you have the same doctors or nurses choosing to be here or there. So you will not reduce wait times. In fact, and the premier already knows that too, because I have pointed that out to them, that Nova Scotia and Quebec, that he keeps mentioning, their wait times for hip and knee replacement in those provinces are significantly higher than ours. Nova Scotia, 98 weeks. Quebec, 53 weeks. Ontario, 30 weeks. Nurses want to go from 30 weeks to 20, not to 53 like Quebec or 98 like Nova Scotia.
So let me ask you, Doris, when you think about somebody listening to us right now here on City News, and they're saying, but listen, I've been waiting for a knee replacement for a very long time. If this is going to fix the problem and I use my OHIP card and not my credit card, what's the issue? There are people in this province, Doris, that are excited about this plan.
I totally understand. We need to improve the system, no doubt. No one needs to wait long for these surgeries. The problem is for-profit delivery will not fix the system, will cost more, will deliver less, and will not reduce wait times. The Auditor General already spoke about the cost, and I said to you, and that's based on the Fraser Institute data, that Nova Scotia and Quebec that went this route are doing much worse than Ontario. And let me tell to patients that are waiting, I am afraid about the safety in those for-profit clinics, because to make profits, you need to cut corners. So the patient may not end up with the OHIP card, although he will or she will, when they offer extras. And of course, if a doctor offers you an extra, a different knee or a different type of procedure, you know, materials, then it will cost more. Yes, like the minister said, they need to tell you what's the basic and the rest you can pay. Well, the rest you can pay, but you don't know. It's like when I take a car to be fixed, I don't know if what they're telling me, I just trust the person. You will trust the doctor, but this is a doctor that is not working in a public system, making the extra buck by selling you whatever. This is a doctor that is working with investors. And when you work with investors, the first legal accountability you have is to the investors, not to the patient. So they will cut corners. They may not have enough nurses there and have technicians working with the doctors. All kinds of things, they will cut corners to make extra money for the investors. So would I go to one of those? No, I wouldn't. For eye surgery, if I need, would I go to one of the not-for-profit clinics? Yes, not-for-profit clinics for cataract. We did support that at the time when the Kensington opened. But no, we would not support for-profit, and I wouldn't recommend to any of my friends or family members to go to a for-profit, because I know that they will cut corners. I have seen it. I have seen it in other countries where I work, and it will happen here.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Grinspun. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Doris Grinspun, joining us today. Learned a lot from her, as always, CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Our discussion regarding healthcare in Ontario will continue through the day. We've got a number of guests coming your way. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Union of Taxpayers Association. We're going to be speaking about the taxation for CRA and the union, what they're looking to do for the future. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.